Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles and operation compatible device and vehicle require. In a recent study by the Harris Poll on behalf of Express Employment Professionals, 71% of hiring decision makers are willing to hire contingent workers to meet their business needs. But more than half of those hiring expect to face challenges in finding qualified candidates. Express Employment Professionals is here to make hiring easier. Express is in the business of recruiting talent. Discover for yourself how working with the workforce experts can solve your hiring challenges. Visit expresspros.com for a location near you. Summer is coming and that means vacation. But if you are a parent, you know how fast your kids grow. And that means nothing from last summer will fit. And we need to get the kids new summer clothes. Well, if you're looking for summer clothes for the kids like me, you are in luck. Macy's Friends and Family Sale is coming. And trust me, you don't want to miss it. Get an extra 30% off brands that almost never go on sale, like Levi's, Calvin Klein, Tommy Hilfiger, Nike, Gap, Hotel Collection, Lego, and more. And 15% off beauty, makeup, and more. Plus free shipping when you spend $25. April 25th to May 5th, Macy's.com and in-store. Discover the rich, smooth taste of matcha love made with real Japanese matcha, perfect for hot or cold brewing. Matcha is rich in vitamin C, catechins, EGCGs, and L-theanine. Enjoy a delicious matcha latte or smoothie with this convenient green tea powder made from Japan's treasured matcha, finely milled from high-quality green tea leaves. Get 25% off all Matcha Love products on Itoan using code JANA. That's code J-A-N-A at itoen.com. Available on Amazon and itoan.com.
Wind Down with Jana Kramer, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Are we ready for an awesome show?
Oh, yeah.
I just love the oh, yeah. You're like not excited at all. You're like, yes! Yeah, I'm so excited.
I'm so excited. This is my excited voice.
Well, we're going to need you to get a little bit more excited.
Okay. All right.
This is, you know, it's an animation, right? Like you got to like, we got to be excited about this because I need that. I need a little, okay.
I'm so excited.
Yay. That's so much better.
Sorry.
Okay.
Hi.
How do you deal with confrontation?
How do I deal with confrontation? Mm-hmm. It depends. I don't shy away from confrontation.
You're actually really good with confrontation.
I try to sit back and wait a minute because my initial reaction, kind of like what Chelsea said last week, is to kind of go, but I try to wait a minute and breathe, but I don't shy away from it.
I was listening to another podcast earlier and they were talking about confrontation. And I know I've said before, like I would rather move to a different country than have confrontation. But I was thinking about it and I was like, that was very like 20s Jana, where I feel like late 30s Jana is like I like, I don't like it. I'm not saying like I like confrontation, but I had to do something the other day where I wanted to puke with a semi confrontation. And I normally would have just been like, no, like it's fine. But I feel like when you get older, that stuff is just like what it has to happen.
Yeah, I think you've gotten better at it for sure. I think you just have to, I think it depends on the situation, obviously, but how you're going to handle it. Like, I think as you get older, you realize to handle it more as an adult and think through what you're going to say and not just spout off and just, and I think you've done a good job with that.
Thanks. I was just thinking about that because I'm like, I used to hate confrontation and now I'm too old to play the games anymore, you know? Yeah. Speaking of confrontation, not confrontation, but I was, we had like a girls' night a few days ago and Pamela was like, she basically said that I am Valium Jana.
Valium. You on Valium is so funny.
Uh,
I forgot she said that.
She's like, post-divorce, Jana is Valium Jana. And just a little backstory. When I got my boobs done, the only thing that gave me a little, like a little comfort, because my chest was so tight. And so the Valium just like made me relax a little bit in the muscles, but it made me loopy as fuck. I mean, I was so loopy, but I was just like, we went over to her house for Easter and I was like 3 days post boob job. And I'm just strutting over there with like my PJ top and, you know, a skirt. And they're like, something like Jolie was playing. I was like, I don't care. It's fine.
Here's the deal. It's not a bad thing, but generally you are kind of the get in, kind of one of the first to leave. Not in a bad way. Not in a bad way, but like the kids have something to do. It's dinner time. It's bedtime. It's something.
But this maybe party, I just don't want to be there.
Or that. That's what I'm saying. It's something. You just don't know. But there that day, I was like, you got up for a second. And I was like, oh, are you leaving? And you're like, no, I'm good. And I was like, wait, what?
I'm like, no, I'm great. I'm just going to go check out the cheese spread. But apparently, is that me post-divorce now?
Yeah. So I was thinking about this the other day.
Okay.
When we were in, where were we? We were in Virginia Beach.
And by the way, I haven't taken a Valium since day 9 of boob job. So like, it's just me now.
It's not that you're just on. Yeah.
Yeah.
When we're in Virginia Beach, like you're just so much lighter. Mm. So much lighter. I don't know what it is. Like you're not different. I mean, you're still Jana. But like, yeah, it's kind of like you're on Valium all the time.
You mean like when I broke out in a dance party?
Yes, it was great. But just in general, like we had a little bit of a stressful situation, not knowing if we were going to be able to get home or not because of Ida. And we were coming up with all the options. And even,
I felt like the devil was Prada lady. I was like, get me home. I was like, it's just a little sprinkle. And it's like 50 mile per hour winds.
But amongst that, you were still so light.
Yeah.
I was like, I was like, so do you want me to do this? And you were like, meh. Anyway, you were much lighter.
Wow.
Valium Jana spun.
I mean, I have a natural Valium in me now. Hey, I'm really excited because we have Derek Huff coming on the show. He has a new show that he's debuting in Vegas called the No Limits Tour at the Venetian, which I'm excited to talk to him about. Also, he is he's partnered with P&G because they're sponsoring basically to help people make a difference for people with disabilities. They're actually even donating $100,000 to the Agatos Foundation to help drive even more equality in sports and beyond for people with disabilities. So I love that. I'm excited to talk to him about it. And then talk a little Dancing with the Stars. So let's take a break and then we'll get him on. Did you know that 95% of pregnant women are not getting their recommended daily intake of key omega-3s? That's where Ritual comes in. Their prenatal contains 350 milligrams of eco-friendly, vegan omega-3 DHA in every serving, sourced from algal oil instead of fish. I loved Ritual. I took it when I was pregnant with Roman. I also now take their multivitamin. It's just an amazing everyday thing that I know is good for the body. A prenatal multivitamin made traceable with vegan, bioavailable, and clinically studied key nutrients for before and during pregnancy. Like omega-3 DHA to support baby's brain development and choline and methylated folate to support baby's neural tube development. Their vitamins are rigorously tested and validated by a third party for allergens, microbes, and heavy metals. Ritual works with world-class certification bodies to validate their products. Why settle for a multivitamin you're not 100% sure about? Ritual was literally built on trust, so you know it's the real deal. Get 25% off your first month for a limited time at ritual.com/wine. Start Ritual or add Essential for Women prenatal to your subscription today. That's ritual.com/wine for 25% off. So I've recently got some boots in the mail that I had to try because I'm a boot girl. I love boots, but wow, I'm never going back to Tecovas, you guys. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots. And Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather and custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots. They always say moms are really hard to shop for, but the truth is moms will love everything, especially if it's coming from Macy's. Macy's makes shopping for Mother's Day easy. Macy's Mother's Day gift guide has the perfect gift to make mom feel special. You can shop by price, $25 and under to $100 and under, or category like fragrance, handbags, and more. So if you don't know what to get them, Macy's got you covered. Or they have gift lists if you are really stuck, like the list for the mom who has everything, for the plant lover, or for grandma. Some of their top Mother's Day gifts include Dolce & Gabbana perfume, Coach floral printed leather, Cassie crossbody bag. Whatever you need this Mother's Day, find it at Macy's. Shop Macy's.com/giftfinder. Finding the right person for your team can be challenging. When it's time to hire, turn to Express Employment Professionals. In a recent study by the Harris Poll on behalf of Express Employment Professionals, 63% of hiring decision makers are planning to increase headcount at their company this spring, and more than half are doing so due to increased volumes of work. Don't let the work overwhelm you. Let Express handle your hiring. Express Employment Professionals is here to make hiring easier. We're in the business of recruiting talent. Discover for yourself how working with the workforce experts can solve your staffing challenges. With more than 860 locally owned offices, you'll find one near you at expresspros.com. Each year, more than 70,000 businesses turn to Express to manage their hiring. Make the most of your time and leave recruiting and hiring to the experts at Express. Visit expresspros.com today.
Hello?
Derek.
How are you ladies doing? You guys good?
Good. How are you?
I'm very good.
I feel like it's been
1 week since you looked at me.
It's been a minute since I've seen you. I mean, I came back to Stars one of the times, but I mean, you're just like, you're up there judging, doing your thing, you know? Which, by the way, I would have been so nervous if you were the judge. I don't know what it...
Really?
Yeah, because I mean, obviously Len is terrifying. And, you know, your sister, she was sweet. She was hard on me, but she was sweet. And then Carrie Ann's like just, you know, a ball. And then Bruno, like, so fun. So... Yeah. But like with you, I would have been, I actually am kind of happy that you weren't a judge and that you were just one of the dancing pros because like, I don't know. I feel like, I mean, you're really nice, but also you're an amazing dancer. So it's just, I would have been very intimidated. Let's just say that.
Well, I'm sure it would have been great. You were fantastic. So I'm sure I would have nothing but great things to say. So.
I mean, you're so sweet. Do you like being on that side of the things, the table, rather than on the dance floor?
Yeah, I like it. It's definitely a lot easier. That's for sure. it's always cracks me up when people say, "What's harder, judging or dancing?" I'm like, what? I was like, dancing, of course, is harder. But no, I really enjoyed. I think, you know, being on the show for 17 seasons. You know, I feel like I really did that. You know what I mean? There's all different experiences and triumphs and failures and all the things I could have possibly thought of. And so being on this side of it, my desire is I really, really genuinely want to like help and give some sort of critique that is helpful. However, I will say it's a lot harder. You know, when I was judging on World of Dance,
which by the way, I loved that show. So good.
Oh, me too. So oh good. My gosh, me too. And it was pre-taped. So we could like ramble on, we could just go off and just go on and on and on and on. And if you like forgot to say something, you're like, oh, hold on, let me say something real fast. Whereas on Dancing with Stars, it's live and it's like, you know, once the time is up, like that's it. Like you have nothing to say. So there's times like when Bruno will like go on one of his rants and there's no time left. So it's like, Derek, I'm like,
It was great.
Good job. It was great. I don't know. Thanks a lot, Bruno. But obviously being a coach and have been a teacher, you know, I really want to like give like an actual note that I really believe will like help elevate them the next week, not just generalize it and be like, yeah, it was good. You need to be better. You know, it's like, hey, work on this specific thing, focus on this week. And I really feel like it will elevate, you know, your routine the next week. And so, yeah, I try as best I can in the short amount of time I have, especially this season, because Len Goodman's back. And so and that was me, four of us up there. So it'd be interesting.
Is there one celebrity that you were kind of like, not disappointed in, but in a roundabout way, like, I wish you could have, like, they would have been so good if they just let go? Or, I mean, I'm sure that's probably a lot of them, but is there one that you're like, they had such potential, but kind of got in their own way?
You know, honestly, I feel like, I don't know, actually, it's tough. I definitely look back at my approach to the show. Like in my earlier seasons, I was, you know, nervous, you know, and I was uncertain. I was kind of like, kind of faking it, to be honest with you. You know, I wasn't really like a teacher or things like that, or choreographer. You know, when people used to say like, oh, you're a good choreographer, I'm like, I never even looked at myself in that way. And that made me fearful and afraid. So I definitely would get more frustrated easier in my earlier seasons and stuff. So for me, it's not so much I look back at one of my partners, like, I wish they would have just let go. I look back at some of my earlier seasons thinking like, man, I wish I knew then what I know now, and how I shifted my sort of approach in teaching and coaching. And I probably could have got the more out of them with a better teaching approach, which I eventually, you know, learned and created. And, so yeah, so it's not so much on them, more of myself. I wish I was better early on and I could have given them a better chance and a better experience.
For sure. I also feel like too, that's such a good thing in general with life. Cause it's like, I can look back and be like, oh, I wish I would have, you know, had more fun, or I wish I would have, you know, done this differently. And it's not regrets. It's just something that, okay, now like you can, when you're met with a different, you know, doing the show now, like you can have different ways to look at it. Cause I mean, shoot, I would love to go back and redo that season because of all the things that I like held back on, or wish that I wasn't so in my head about, or just believed in myself a little bit more. But I think that's just like a something we do in life too.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. I think with when, and it's different for you as well, because, you know, at least for me, like I have multiple seasons to make adjustments, and I'm back the next season or the next season. And I'm like, wow, okay, I'm going to try to be better in this situation, or I'm going to try to appreciate this more. I'm going to try to, you know, strategize differently. And so I can see how, you know, being on the show as a celebrity and having one season, you might think like, I want another go at that. Like I want another round, you know, give me another round. And, but you were awesome. You were fantastic. And like, and they still bring up, it's like one of the most classic moments. They still bring up that rain.
The shower dance.
That's like, that's up there in the top, definitely in the top realms of like, that happened.
That happened.
Yeah. It was great.
I mean, yeah, that was a very sexy dance, but, yeah.
She her head.
I know. I'm like, there was just a few things in that dance. I'm like, I can't believe they aired that. Like when it says, give me a taste. And he literally lifts me up and his face is in my vagina. Yeah. I'm like, and how did they air that?
He wanted more than that. Oh. It started off even crazier.
I know. You guys like come up with some like raunchy choreography, Derek.
Wow. I'm not going to lie. That's more of a Gleb thing. I'm not.
It's a Russian thing.
It's a Russian thing. Yeah. I wasn't too raunchy. I was even like when I did rumbas and stuff like that, for me personally, like my, you know, the dance of love, my approach usually was, cause I would be dancing with like Sean Johnson or something like that, you know? So for me, it was like a sweet love, not a, you know, 50 Shades of Grey love.
You know? Yeah, I think we definitely went 50 on that one. okay, yeah, speaking of...
Y'all went 60.
Yeah, okay, fine, you're right. Speaking of love, though, so you've been dating Haley. How many years have... Because you guys started dating when on my season, right? Like, so 4 or 5 years ago?
It's been almost 6 years now. Yeah, it's been a minute.
Okay, so I just have to, like... I have to ask.
Go ahead.
When's the ring coming? Like when are we getting
happening?
When like if I was her, I'd be like, Derek, what the fuck? Like it's 6 years. No, seriously though. I mean, like, you know, girls, yep. And if she wants a baby and, you know, we don't get any younger and I'm not trying to rush you, but 6 years, it's like, what the heck are you, like, what are you waiting for? Like after 6 years, like you should know, right?
Sure. Absolutely. Absolutely. I think, and I think so what you don't, you know, and what people don't see obviously are, you know, is the relationship, you know, are the different, what do you want to call it? Phases, if you will,
seasons.
Different phases, different things, seasons of relationship, all these different things. And so even though we've been together for 6 years, like we've had multiple relationships with each other, you know, Esther Perel, she says, she has a
God,
great,
I love
sort of,
her.
She's my girl, man. I mean, she's phenomenal. Mm-hmm. And one thing that she said, she goes, you know, everybody's going to have multiple relationships in their lifetime. The question is it going to be with the same person or is it going to be other people? And I feel that's how I feel like our relationship has been. Our relationship is vastly, we've gone through like four different versions of our relationship over those years. And I will say for sure now, like it is like, you know, these past couple of years, it's been like, this is it, you know? And so, so when it comes to the everything else that comes around that,
I can see it. He can't say it, but he has the ring. I know it. He has it picked out, and he can't look. I can tell. I'm sorry. I can tell.
Leave him alone.
I can tell. I'm a girl. I totally can tell.
It's all right. And by the way, you know what's funny actually is that people like oh, does that just? And I'm like, no, honestly, like it doesn't bother me at all when people ask or something like that, and I don't feel pressured at all. Like you know, by hearing it a lot, it's.
Has she pressured you at all?
No. Okay, no, not at all. Not at all. Yeah, it's all love. And we have our little family of, you know, of dogs and cats. And it's wonderful. And you know, to be honest with you as well, you know, I built a house and we've been in it now for about a year and a half, maybe 2 years now. But before that, you know, I was like living with my sister. Like it was, you know, there was no sort of like, foundation or you know that wasn't even in the conversation because there's just no way for it to be so yeah all good things
but you're
all
happy
and she's doing and what's great too is that she's gonna be dancing with me on my show in Vegas.
Okay, that's what I was just gonna ask you about, if she was gonna be on the road with you.
Mm-hmm.
Have you guys done that before, like been on the road together?
Well, that's how we met was on tour. Okay. Actually our first kiss was on stage during a dance, during a rumba, and in front of a whole audience. And actually we have that footage and it's kind of funny. We actually recreated that same dance.
Aww,
like a couple months ago. It's actually on our YouTube channel and it's kind of put them side by side. And so yeah, we actually met on tour, but this is different. This is very, very different, obviously. And yeah, I'm excited about it. We've been practicing, it's so funny too is, you know, we were staying in a life where, you know, you could go on tour and be away from each other for months at a time. And it was totally normal as a performer. You're like, yeah, cool. Like we haven't seen each other in 2 months. That's fine. It's normal. And now I'm in time in my life. I'm like, I don't want to be away from you for longer than, you know, a week. I mean, I did a trip in Washington for the Kennedy Honors and I was gone for a week and I was like, nah, let's not do that. Let's not do that anymore. Like let's travel with each other. Let's be with each other as much as we can. And
I love that. I feel like after 2 weeks is when it starts to get, there starts to be that just kind of that tension or that the drift. And I think it's important to, you know, nurture that relationship and to be like, hey, if it's a week for you guys like that, it's like, hey, I don't like this. And it's good that you said that.
Quarantine helped a lot because it was like, you know, we just, you know, fell more in love. So it was good.
Okay. So the residency, you're going to Vegas, the Venetian. What's different about this show?
The biggest difference for me at least is, it's in one place cause I'm used to touring. So it's always like wake up, different venue, different stage. Which I love, by the way, I can't wait to tour again. I love touring. But what's exciting about this one is it's, again, it's like live band, live music. We have the most incredible dancers, all-star cast dancers. Mm-hmm. In fact, one of the dancers I just hired, he won the last season of Dancing with the, of World of Dance with two other girls called MDC3. And he is mind blowing. So, yeah. It's an incredible cast. Honestly, I feel like best dance show in Vegas. I'm going to go out there and say that, man, because I really believe in the performance and these dancers and what we have, the content we have. The costumes are amazing and beautiful, and it's going to be good. I'm excited.
I mean, you're the most awarded choreographer. I mean, it's insane. So if I was to put a lineup, like, yeah, I would definitely be like, yep, that's the show I'm going to go see. I mean, the Chippendales is kind of exciting, but at the same time, like, I'm sure you're going to take your shirt off for the ladies too. So I'm like,
there might be a few flashes, a few things here and there.
Is there one, how long have you been even prepping this?
Well, originally I was supposed to be in Vegas last year, but obviously for obvious reasons. So it's been on my mind for over a year. But it's funny because, you know, you think like, oh, we got all this time in the world, and then all of a sudden you're like, oh, we're going to rehearse on the stage in 3 days, which is true. I'm going to be on stage on Monday on the stage rehearsing for it. So it's been in there for a while, but I'm excited about it. It's going to be good. But I will say there's also that excitement of like, is like, Is my body ready for this? You know, we're rehearsing, and I'm like, you know, not oiling it up like externally, internally, you know, I'm on my joints and the things.
But
like
there will be some oil to it, I'm sure.
Maybe. I'm sure the girls will appreciate that slipping off my body while we're trying to dance. But it's gonna be good, man. I'm excited.
I'm so excited for you. I think that's I'm gonna check out the dates. And I'm going to come to a show because we're actually going to be in Vegas in September. But I think you don't start till it's October. Is that when it starts?
No, September 22nd.
Ooh.
September 22nd until November 21st.
Okay.
And I'll be, you know, flying back and forth doing Dance with the Stars and the show. And
look at you.
It'll be fun, man. It's going to be good.
You're taking over the world. What is your best, now that I'm back out in the dating world, what is your best piece of dating advice for me?
My best advice? Oh, goodness. Can't wait to hear this. Oh boy.
Since you know me and, you know, we've spent time together and
let's see. Well, you know, how am I going to say this?
Okay. It's okay. You don't have to edit.
No. I actually was going to say this because I think it's different for you. I guess, I don't know necessarily like the history and whatnot, but I always say, you know, my friend was like a serial dater, right? He was like going from here, there, and nothing really stuck. And I just told myself, I said, hey man, just kind of be like, just kind of be on your own for a minute, mm-hmm. you know, get the appetite, mm-hmm. you know, for the main course, if you will.
Yeah.
Cause he was kind of having these little appetizer relationships, you mm-hmm. know, where it was like, yeah, okay. And so you were kind of, you know, when you eat kind of like, you know, you kind of have, you're almost like not ready for the main course because you've already like over too many appetizers essentially.
Yeah, you have so like, too many chips like, and guac.
Yeah, let's go.
That's my favorite.
Oh my God, I'm salivating right now, by the way.
I know, I want some queso so bad.
So bad. So yeah, that was just something I said to him actually a while ago.
I like that.
Yeah, and it seemed to be a helpful advice.
See, my problem is I skip the appetizer course and I go straight to the main dish
because
I want the main dish. But yeah, no, but that's good. I need to eat more of the spinach dip and then cut into my steak. Now I'm really freaking hungry.
You've been shooting a movie with Maria Menounos, right?
I am obsessed with her. Yeah,
isn't she the best?
She is like incredible. We wrapped it about a month ago, and she plays my best friend in the movie. And I just saw an edit of the film, and she's so good in it. So happy.
She's
for her.
I love her. She's just been such a blessing, in my life and in so many people's lives. And she's a force, man. She's got incredible energy. So oh, yeah. Anyway, I saw you guys together and I was like, hey.
I know. I love
that. That made me happy to see.
You have what's the Equal 2 podcast?
Equal 2 podcast. So it's a 6-part series that you can find on any different, you know, podcast platforms that focuses on you know, Paralympians and Paralympics and, you know, people with equal rights for, you know, people with disabilities. And the reason why I got so interested in that is because I danced with Amy Purdy, you know. Okay. Amy Purdy, who is a Paralympian, she had 2 prosthetic legs, and we, you know, I was actually teaching her in Sochi, Russia, while she was competing in the Olympics. I was teaching her cha-cha in the morning, and then she'd go compete. And I was like, "Are you sure? We don't need to do this right now. You need to focus on what you're doing." She was like, "No." So for me, I always found it so. It was so inspiring, obviously. And I just, she's such an incredible woman. And she really embodied that expression. What if life isn't happening to you? It's happening for you. Mm-hmm. You know, because we're always like, why did this happen to me? Why always me? Instead of like, well, why did this happen for me? How can I turn this into a gift? How can I turn this into something that is going to, you know, serve others as well? And, she really, really embodies that. So this podcast is all about, you know, celebrating, telling stories, and also talking about, you know, conversations that are just kind of normalizing and also educating people in that world with people with disabilities. So
I love that you're doing that. That's awesome, Derek. You're incredible, and I appreciate you. And I can't wait to see your show in Vegas. And hopefully, I'll see you. I'll pop by maybe for a taping. Are they going to have
audience
members?
I don't know yet. They haven't told us, and then I'm like, I want to know too, because I'm, you know, but
I feel like there's, we'll like, see. You have to, like, that was the part that made me the most, like, nervous, but also gave me the most energy too. Like, I know people at home were watching, yeah. But it's just something about having people watching there. I don't know, whole different element.
Last season we didn't have an audience, and mm-hmm. I was concerned that the energy wouldn't be there. But between the crew, camera, mm-hmm. other competitors, everybody kind of like compensated for that. They were like extra loud, and, mm-hmm. and it felt pretty good. It felt like the energy was there. But listen, that's why I'm going to Vegas. That's why I love going on tour. Is there's nothing like that performer audience relationship. Yeah. It's just that, like, it's that amazing experience to share with one another. So
for sure. I love it. All right, Derek, go dance away.
All right, I'm going to dance away. Goodbye.
Thank you so much, Derek. So I've recently got some boots in the mail that I had to try because I'm a boot girl. I love boots. But wow, I'm never going back to Tecovas, you guys. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots. And Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather and custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, Tecovas.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots. They always say moms are really hard to shop for, but the truth is moms will love everything, especially if it's coming from Macy's. Macy's makes shopping for Mother's Day easy. Macy's Mother's Day gift guide has the perfect gift to make mom feel special. You can shop by price, $25 and under to $100 and under, or category like fragrance, handbags, and more. So if you don't know what to get them, Macy's got you covered. Or they have gift lists if you are really stuck, like the list for the mom who has everything, for the plant lover, or for grandma. Some of their top Mother's Day gifts include Dolce & Gabbana perfume, Coach floral printed leather, Cassie crossbody bag. Whatever you need this Mother's Day, find it at Macy's. Shop Macy's.com/giftfinder. Finding the right person for your team can be challenging. When it's time to hire, turn to Express Employment Professionals. In a recent study by the Harris Poll on behalf of Express Employment Professionals, 63% of hiring decision makers are planning to increase headcount at their company this spring, and more than half are doing so due to increased volumes of work. Don't let the work overwhelm you. Let Express handle your hiring. Express Employment Professionals is here to make hiring easier. We're in the business of recruiting talent. Discover for yourself how working with the workforce experts can solve your staffing challenges. With more than 860 locally owned offices, you'll find one near you at expresspros.com. Each year, more than 70,000 businesses turn to Express to manage their hiring. Make the most of your time and leave recruiting and hiring to the experts at Express. Visit expresspros.com today. Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles and operation compatible device and vehicle require. You know, it's interesting. Something that he said in there was life isn't, you know, it's not happening to you. It's for you. And I've been reading this book called The Surrender Experiment, and it was so great. He was basically saying like how he just surrendered his life to the moment, and he one of like silly scenario, but you know, it's about like having gratitude and being positive. But he's like, it's raining, and most people are like, oh, like I can't go outside, it's raining or whatever. And it's like, okay, it's raining, like this is so beautiful, it's gonna help my grass, or like what can I do inside today that I would normally not be able to do, or like I'm gonna watch a movie. Or so it's just like finding the positive for, and it's like, hey, why is this happening not to me but for me?
I love that.
It's so good.
And I think that's sometimes easy in the smaller things, but hard in the bigger things.
I mean, so hard. That's why last weekend when I was like bawling my eyes out, because it's like, you know, you have those moments where you're just like, I get that it's not happening to me, it's for me. But at the same time, it's not easy in the silence.
When you're living in the middle of it, that can't be. I mean, that's not easy.
No.
So you just have to take it one day at a time.
But you know what I told you in the car today? Because we were having a conversation and I was talking to her about, you know, a few conversations about Mike, and you said.
Oh, which part?
Like, you guys are really good.
Oh, yes. I've been impressed. Y'all are seem to be really good, getting along, co-parenting well.
Yeah, we're co-parenting, you know, well. And, you know, we have conversations every once in a while. And she's like, you said you were proud of me.
Oh, yes, I'm so proud of you.
I'm like, come on, Kathy.
I'm sorry. I don't know. We had a lot of conversations in the car. Yes, I'm so proud of you. You've done a really, really, really great job. I think you have. Oh, I know what we are. Now I remember.
Jeez. Welcome to the show, Cameron.
That was a lot. Anyways, yes, I'm very proud of you. You have done a good job, and you've put things aside. And yes. I think you've just decided to, you know, it's more important to get along and be happy. And
well, you know what I said is, I said, what would the Kardashians do?
Oh my God, I love that.
Because it's so true. Because it's like, you know, you look at Tristan and Khloe, and again, this is the most probably stupidest example ever, but they just seem so forgiving.
Yes. It's like once they're part of your family, always a part of their family.
Yeah, like Khloe. Scott. Yeah, like Scott. Geez, who I like somehow still, I just love Scott Disick. I don't know why. Like, I don't know. I don't like the latest thing that he did, but it doesn't matter. I still like him. But when it comes to, you know, I just saw like Khloe and Tristan taking their little one to, you know, gymnastics or dance or whatever. And it's like to be able to look outside and say, okay, did Mike hurt me? Yes. Do I like what happened? No. Do I still get upset and I'm sad? Absolutely. Like I have major cry fests in my house when it's silent. But I'm also trying to flip the switch. Okay, how is this now happening for me? It's not happening to me, even though it feels like it is. And I still don't feel like I've gotten that 1,000% or 100% apology that I feel like I deserve. But at some point, it's just like, you just have to let it go and be like, okay, this energy, like holding on to all this stuff is, and I'm not going to get the milk at Home Depot, or I'm not going to get what I want at Home Depot. Like, I keep going to Home Depot and getting it, like my therapist said. So it's just, you come up, comes to a point where you're just like, okay, like it's, you have to just not move on, but just be like, this is just who he is. And there's no point in having this resentment, even though, yes, there are times when I'm so upset and angry at the situation and what happened. But at the end of the day, nothing can change. We're not getting back together.
And it's just hurting you.
Yeah.
You know, you have to let it go for you, mm-hmm. not for him.
Yeah.
You have to be able to, you know, it's not going to change how he feels. It's not going to change anything other than how you feel. So, you know, now that doesn't mean it's not going to be hard at times. And maybe you're not ready to go vacation like Scott and Courtney with like the family, but that doesn't mean you can't get there eventually or figure out what your normal is.
Right. And I think, you know, and hopefully we're on the path to, because once I let it go, like, okay, then I'm never going to get the apology that I think I deserve. And also knowing that I can't change my reality. Mm-mm. And also knowing that his actions weren't directed towards me, even though it felt very personal. And I am still angry that his actions led to the divorce. But at the end of the day, we are here and this is what it is. And now I'd rather be friends with him mm-hmm. than hate him.
Yeah.
It's easier to be friends with him than hate him, because hating him just feels bad.
And it's just bad for you. Again, yeah. It just comes back to, it's just going to eat you up. And what is it? What's it going to get you?
And I'm like, what would Chloe do? Chloe would go to
gymnastics
with them. So I'm like, you want to come to soccer with us? Come on. Like, let's just, what's best for the kids? What's best for the kids is that we get along. Maybe one day we have family stuff. Like, he invited me to go to the movies with them. And I told you it was a little too soon. I left and I started crying. And I was like, okay, that felt too family-like.
Well, I think you have to protect yourself a little bit and take it a little bit at a time.
Yeah.
And it doesn't mean that you have to do what the Kardashians do. It might not be that comfortable. I mean, it's some.
Hopefully down the line. Like, I would love, you know, to be really close with whoever he marries or whatever. And like, I would like that. I genuinely would.
Sure. Yeah. Well, that just takes time. I mean, it's still.
Yeah. But so maybe fresh. I need to not rush into.
Let's just start with being nice to each other.
Yeah. I have been
yes,
nice.
Yes.
And I'm just glad nice he's
now, which is great.
Caught up to that.
Yeah, y'all just be kind and take it day by day.
But yeah, I thought it was kind of funny. I was like, what would Chloe and Kim do? Because they just...
And Courtney.
And Courtney. Oh, that's true. Well, yeah. Oh, that's right.
Because Courtney and Scott.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Duh. But it's, I think there's just something about forgiveness and forgiveness isn't for the other person. It's for you.
Exactly.
Not to like hold on to it anymore. What else, Catherine? Oh my God.
What?
I'm officially a Kramer.
Oh, yes.
I got an email from my business manager and he goes, hey, your social security number came in. You're officially Kramer again. And I'm not going to lie, I cried.
No.
Because, okay, I'm not going to get teary. I cried because my kids' names.
Yeah.
I'm like, those are my kids. Like, then it just felt so like separated. Yeah. And I like it, like it, that really sucked.
Well, here's one way to look
at it. So help me look at it from a different angle.
You wanted to keep Kramer, not because of not wanting to take his last name, but just because obvious, you know, you're known as Jana Kramer, all that. So you had thought about keeping that name anyway.
It's easier to say too. The number of times I had to say Cousin, Causs, as in Sam, I-N. They're like coffin. I'm like, oh my God, I literally just spent 2 seconds spelling it out for you.
Yeah.
And then said Sam. Coffin. I didn't say fam. I said Sam.
But if you would have kept it then, you would have had a different last name as your kids.
But it wouldn't have felt, that would have just been normal. But then since then taking Cousin, it's like, okay, we were like this family, even though, you know, I still went by Kramer on some things just because, again, it was easier.
Mm-hmm.
But I just think having like now having, you know, the new ID and it's saying, well, my license still says Cousin, but now that I'm officially Kramer, I don't know. It broke my heart just for the kid aspect. Like, they're my kids. They should have my last name.
Yeah.
Like I birthed
that's
them.
Like, I know that's such like a big debate. Yeah. No, I get it. But
like, mm-hmm. I get the whole man, like, mm. but at the same time, no, like I, those are, they came out of my belly. How does he get, and I have them 70% of the time. How does
She's
he get
not
the last
still
name?
Angry, I promise.
No, this, I mean, this is more just like a funny debate, but I'm yeah. like, I have them 70% of the time. They came out of my vagina.
Why did we adopt the whole that they're named after the dads? This just seems very
because they
backwards.
Sperminate. I don't know. Sperminate. Like they
come out of our bellies and we had to hold them and be sick. So I'm with you on that. It should
like
just
it's
be
not
our
fair.
Name.
They should take the woman's name.
We can change them to Kramer. See how that goes.
Look, I'm gonna be like, hey, Jolie Kramer, you should change it when you're 18.
That's gonna go over well.
But yeah, I don't know. That just like really, that really, that hit me kind of hard. But then also I'm like, but then after I cried, I was like, I'm Kramer. Yeah. Like I've always been Kramer. And then I cried again. And then.
Was this all today?
No, it was yesterday when Kevin emailed me. And then after that was my, I basically was like, I will never change my last name ever again.
No, please don't.
I will never.
It's such a pain in the butt.
Yeah. I'm never going to do it again. Because at this point, it's like.
You're Kramer.
I'm already not my kids' names.
Right. Sorry, future husband.
Yeah, for many reasons. Sorry.
I'm just going to go ahead and apologize now.
I, you know what? Time. No, Jana, I'm not going to talk bad about myself.
There you go. Don't.
I'm second personing. Is that second person? I am a great Third. Wife.
Yes, you are a great wife.
I am a great wife. Yeah. I was a great wife to my ex. No, yeah, I'm not. Sure. I wasn't perfect. I was a little passive at times. I had a hard time dealing with trust and the cheating and the affairs. But you know what?
Fair.
I would have, you know. But I think I'm a good wife. And so the next person, I'm not saying sorry. I'm saying you're welcome.
Yes. Go, Jana.
You're welcome. You're okay? welcome. Babe. Because I am a catch. Okay? I know.
See, she's so much Valium. Lighter. She's Valium Jana. This is amazing.
Screw it.
God. Dance party time.
I mean, seriously, I'm going to have a dance party and be like, you know what, mother effers? I am a catch and I am fun and I am a good wife and I will rub your back and I will not make you dinner because I don't know how, but I will try. But I will get the...
You have a few dishes you can do.
I have a few. I'm a great side person. I mean, like sides, like I do great sides. I make great salads. And I'm funny and I like to travel. I feel like I'm filling out my dating profile right now. I'm funny. I like to travel. I'm very spontaneous. I like long walks on the beach. I love a sunset. my fault where I can look in the mirror and say, okay, I can be a little passive, but I'm learning how to do that. I'm learning how to not have you read my mind.
Is it passive or passive aggressive?
What's the difference?
I mean, I'm passive aggressive, so I'm not saying.
Yeah, okay. Kettle, black, rock,
called
glass.
Whoa, did you say glass?
Glass, rock, like, you know, glass house or whatever.
I went to the door.
Oh, the door. Oh, that's since been shattered, by the way. I'm still picking up pieces of the pantry door.
It is not my fault.
Yeah, Beth, she grabbed the bat. Like
I saw people's comments like, oh, go gather. And I was like, ooh, should I take credit for this or should I not?
I think it was
not me. Anyway, moving on.
Moving on to the fact that I'm a Kramer and my kids are not.
Oh, jeez.
Here we go. We're going to Vegas, which I'm super excited about for the iHeart Festival. Cannot wait to just get dressed up and have fun and I'm going to gamble. Want to gamble a little bit, Catherine?
Yes.
Let's get fun. Let's just get like real fun.
Valium Jana in Vegas.
Woo!
Chippendale.
By the way, again, I do not promote Valium.
This was
a side effect of when I was on my boob job that I took some. Which, by the way, I'm very happy about still.
You definitely seem like you're on
okay.
it right now.
Okay. Well, you know what? That was a great episode, and I can't wait to talk to you guys next week. Bye.
Bye.
Discover the rich, smooth taste of Matcha Love made with real Japanese matcha, perfect for hot or cold brewing. Matcha is rich in vitamin C, catechins, EGCGs, and L-theanine. Enjoy a delicious matcha latte or smoothie with this convenient green tea powder made from Japan's treasured matcha, finely milled from high-quality green tea leaves. Get 25% off all Matcha Love products on Itoan using code JANA. That's code JANA at itoen.com. Available on Amazon and itoan.com. You know, I don't even know where to start with this because it's the comfort, it's the style, it's the whole look. That's what I love about my Tecovas. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend, and Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Shop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts. But we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.